began in heaven. Under his religious guidance, the Christian world has made void the law of God by tearing down the seventh-day Sabbath and exalting in its stead a common working day. As men depart further and further from God, Satan is permitted to have power over the children of disobedience. He hurls destruction among men. There is calamity by land and sea. Property and life are destroyed by fire and flood. Satan resolves to charge this upon those who refuse to bow to the idol which he has set up. His agents point to Seventh-day Adventists as the cause of this trouble. These people stand out in defiance of the law, they say. They desecrate Sunday. Were they compelled to obey the laws for Sunday observance, there would be a cessation of these terrible judgments. Now, this is no doubt talking about after the Sunday law, when the disasters are increased and there's a movement to bring the Sunday legislation throughout the world. Because here Adventists are being pointed to as ones that are breaking the law of the land as far as the Sunday law. But the principle that we need to see here is that as men depart further and further from God, Satan has more and more power to hurl destruction among them. And we can see the world departing further and further away from God. So we know that Satan has more and more of this power. And this just accelerates as we get closer and closer to the end of the world. Now, knowing that this power that Satan has is increasing daily and looking around at all the disasters that are taking place around us, we can see that it's increasing. We see an easy avenue for Satan to bring an economic crisis. And brothers and sisters, Spirit of Prophecy makes it clear that there's an economic crisis that precedes the Sunday law. So what we want to see here is that Satan now has more and more opportunity and power and authority to bring disasters every day, because the world is departing from God more and more every day. And we can expect some major turn of events, some major catastrophe, something that's going to bring about an economic crisis here in the United States. In Evangelism, page 62 and 63, Sister White says this: money will soon depreciate in value very suddenly when the reality of eternal scenes opens to the senses of man. We have a warning here that suddenly money is going to depreciate in value. And this, of course, brings hopefully conviction to our hearts that if we haven't all that we have right now on the altar of the Lord, we ought to. We ought to have everything that we possess on the Lord's altar, that He might convict us of where to use this.